This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I think we have an outstanding chance to win. The polls have had us up pretty consistently for the last couple of months. And the only one that matters, though, of course, is November 3rd when the people make the choice. I think because we've been talking about the things that people are most concerned about, job creation, economic development, keeping taxes and spending low, detailed plans for better education, more access to universities, improving transportation. These are the issues people tell me all over the state that they're concerned about, and that's what I've promised to do as governor, to focus on those issues. So I'm really honored to be in this position, Coy, and certainly hope to had the chance to earn the support of your listeners in Central Virginia.
Absolutely. We're talking with Bob McDonald, the Republican nominee for governor, to whom the polls have been very good to over the last few months. Tell us what we can expect between now and Election Day. What the voters of Virginia, this is, of course, when everybody who's going to vote usually now is when they're paying attention. And what are we going to be seeing from your campaign over these last couple of weeks?
Well, you'll see really a lot of the same thing that you've seen the last year, and that's me traveling around to schools, to small businesses, to rallies, talking to people about my plans for a better Virginia with more opportunity for our citizens, promotion of small business and tourism and film production and energy and better incentives to be able to attract big businesses to come to Virginia to grow jobs. I mean, we've got a tough economic situation, $6 billion budget deficit, a 6.7% unemployment rate. We've got bad news today that International Paper is going to close its plant in Franklin City, 1,100 jobs. It's just a devastating announcement, and it's a reminder that I think the top claim of the next governor has got to be on job creation, economic development, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. Every venue I go to, we've got a number of events around the state over the next few days, and then the last 5 days, Coy, will be a fly around with my ticket mates and some governors from some other states that will be here to help us close it out.
We're talking with Bob McDonald, the Republican nominee for governor. The phone lines are open if you've got a question at 977-1070. We're honored to have him on the program. What has been your reaction? I'm curious. It's you know, we've seen a lot of politics over the last few weeks, campaign politics, and the Deeds campaign is being accused of, and as well accused by your campaign of running a very negative, dirty campaign. What are your thoughts when you hear this kind of thing out in the media?
Each candidate's got to make a decision about what their message is, what kind of approach they want to take, what their view of civility and politics is, and how they want to craft their message. And I have tried to put forth a positive, uplifting message about how to create a better Virginia for our citizens. I have done some contrast ads on taxes, on spending, on energy, that I think were fair. But I will say that my opponent, you know, Cruz is good family man. I've known him for years. We served together. But the campaign they put together has been labeled by newspaper editorial boards all over the state, nine of them, that have essentially called his campaign ads deceitful, disingenuous, shameful, not honest. I mean, very, very hard-hitting, and I think they're correct. I mean, they have not been accurate in portraying either my record or things that I'm going to do. But, I think the voters of Virginia, I've been paying close attention to that, and have been listening to our ideas on jobs and energy and the economy and roads, and I think they're able to see that and make their best decisions. So ultimately, it's not what I think or what the editorial boards think. It's what the citizens think, and I hope that they'll respond well to our positive message of economic development and job creation.
Our guest is Bob McDonald, a Republican nominee for governor. Christian is on line two in Charlottesville. Christian, you're on with Bob McDonald. You go right ahead.
Hi. Great to talk to you, Mr. McDonald. I'm a student at UVA, and I'm really interested in trying to get tuition under control. I was wondering what your plans are for that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Christian, thanks for the call. Keeping tuition, yeah.
Very important. Over the last decade, the cost of college tuitions in Virginia has gone up nearly 100%. I've been writing checks myself for a decade. I've had two graduates, and I've got a senior, James Madison, and I've seen what's happened to tuition. And I don't think this is unsustainable. So many young people either can't afford college now or they're saddled with 7, 8, 10 years of debt when they get out. So I've outlined some detailed plans to, one, increase access to community colleges and higher education and four-year colleges with 100,000 new degrees over the next 15 years. Number two, as the economy recovers, we've got to put more money into the operations of our universities. I think we've done a good job with bricks and mortar and facilities, but operations funding is too low, which is one of the reasons we're accepting a high number of out-of-state students and why tuitions have gone up. We've got to reverse that. And third, I think we've got to make sure that overall the universities are doing the very best job they can with controlling expenditures and operations, and they're focusing on the things that are going to train young people to get the great jobs of tomorrow. And so as we expand options at community colleges with workforce development and more cost-effective degrees and at our four-year universities, I think we need to focus on the math and science and engineering and technology and healthcare and science programs that will generate the jobs that we're going to need for tomorrow. So those are just a few of the things I'd like to do, but I'm very cognizant with my own kids that we've got to get college tuition under control.
We're talking with Bob McDonald. Christian, thank you for the call. We got a line open at 977-1070. Keith is on the line in Charlottesville. Keith, you're on with Bob McDonald. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm a small business owner here in Virginia, and I'm a big supporter. And I'm just wondering, with the polls all saying that you're up in polls straight across, I was just wondering if you're going to keep that up and it's going to be able to hold strong for the next 12 days, because I'm looking forward to the possibility of you helping out small businesses here in Virginia. Being an owner myself, I'd like to know if you could address that. Please, thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate the call because, to me, the way to reverse our economic downturn is to promote small business and entrepreneurship. 75% of all the jobs in Virginia, the new jobs, Coy, are created by the small business person. I visited there last week in Charlottesville with Mary DeVinny, who's the president of Tools Jewelers, right in the downtown mall, and I ask her some of these same questions. What can the state government do to help you? And it's always pretty much the same answer with small business people. That's too many taxes, too much regulation, and, the larger corporations might be getting bailouts and TARP money and so forth from the federal government, but the small business person that creates the jobs is not getting really any government help. So we've got to just do a better job with taxes and spending. We've got to do a better job with cutting down the bureaucracy. I've outlined a detailed plan with for one-stop permitting, 48-hour turnaround time on permits, making it easier to expand a small business location, making sure that we've got the access to the resources of the state through our Small Business Administration to be more helpful and more responsive to the small business person. But overall, most entrepreneurs just want to have the chance to live the American dream by making sure government's a partner, not an impediment. With regard to the poll numbers, I'd say, I'm fortunate that the last couple of weeks we've seen a pretty significant spike in the polls for our side, and I think it's because what we're talking about with jobs and the economy and roads and schools and energy are the things that are first and foremost on people's mind in the middle of a recession. So I'm going to stick to that message. It's what I'm going to govern on. If I'm fortunate here to win, and I think that and just creating a good grassroots vote turnout effort all over the state will be enough to get the job done.
We're talking with Bob McDonald. You are very busy, and we're going to let you go. But the last question here before we do that: on Tuesday, November 3rd, when Virginia voters walk into that voting booth, what would you like them to keep in mind on that day?
We came up with a pretty short little phrase about 6 months ago, and that's Bob's for Jobs. And it really does define what my campaign has largely been about, both in the short run with incentives and reforms and tax policies to be able to incentivize economic growth, and then the longer-term policies with providing a better education system and a better road system that will sustain long-term economic development. I'd like them to know that. I'd also like them to know that my opponent's been running on a platform that ultimately is going to mean higher taxes, $1 billion in new taxes, much more spending. He proposed $1 billion in new spending last year during the beginning of this recession, that he's been supportive of some of the Washington policies with major new spending and cap and trade and card check and things that are going to hurt the competitiveness of Virginia businesses. That's what they've all told me. I'm against that. I think that as governor, I'm going to stand up to Congress, whether they're Republican or Democrat. If they do things that are not good for the economy and not good for competitiveness of Virginia business. So I hope people will look at our website, BobMcDonnell.com, and look at the policies we've laid out in great detail as compared to my opponent, people can determine whether I've got the plans they think are going to work for the future of Virginia, and that they will know that I'm going to use my experience as an Army officer, as a businessman, as the Attorney General of Virginia, to focus solely on keeping our taxes and regulations low and promoting economic development. If I can do that, create jobs for people, it'll be a better state. So that's my closing message, Coy. I've been delighted to be on with you so many times over the last 4 years, and I appreciate all the good questions from your listeners in Central Virginia, and I'll ask for their vote on November 3rd.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Bob McDonnell is the Republican nominee for governor and has been a regular guest on this program for quite some time.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.